In an effort to eat healthier, a lot of us look for products with labels like natural or non-GMO or fat-free. Research shows that they're willing to pay for more for these products, even if they don't always live up to the claims on the packaging. Carola Grebitas was part of a team of researchers who looked into this. She's an assistant professor of food industry management at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU, and she's with me now. So this study found that people are willing to pay more for quote-unquote natural beef, even when they're unfamiliar with what that label actually mean. So let's start there. What is the USDA's definition of natural?
So USDA defines it as a product that contains no artificial ingredient or added color and is only minimally processed.
And so you found that when people did not know what that definition was, they were more willing to pay for that.
Yes, because I think people infer a host of other characteristics with natural as a word, let's say. And then when we tell them what it actually means, then they are like, oh, that's probably not at all what I thought it is.
Right. And then they're less willing to pay more for it. So do you think that this natural label in particular is misleading to consumers?
At the moment, I would say so, because a lot of products carry the label and it's not certified at the moment. So I mean, most people, for example, may infer that it's organic, but organic, we have USDA certified organic products, and then they have gone through the certification process, so we can be sure that they have certain characteristics. But with natural, you can just put it on a lot of foods, and therefore, I think consumers are misled.
Yeah. And you also tested how willing consumers are to pay for steak that's labeled with other things. Like, what are the other labels that you could find out there?
So we tested grass-fed beef, for example, and that had a positive willingness to pay. So if the animal was fed with grass, then consumers are willing to pay more. They like the no growth hormone and no antibiotic beef, so they are willing to pay more for that, and also the no GM feed in certain cases.
So those sorts of labels also worked, but did you think those were more clear for consumers?
Yes, because you cannot just say no growth hormones. When you say that, you cannot use any growth hormones. But with natural, it's different, right? Because now we do have a definition, but it's not certified. You still can put it on products.
Right, right. Do you think that the USDA does a good enough job of making sure that food product labels like these mean what they say?
I think so. I think it's very hard to control for everything, because once you control one thing, right, now we have certified organic, then something else will pop up. And then you have to kind of track that down. So I think USDA does a really great job. And it just takes time, because there are so many different food products, right? And sometimes you may not even know until you start with such studies and you find out that this actually may lead to consumers paying too much for something that they otherwise wouldn't.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, do you think this is just a buyer beware kind of situation?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I personally wouldn't say that, because I think for consumers, and we are all consumers, right? There is so much information out there. There are so many different labels. And as a consumer, we try to hit so many targets. Like, we want a healthy diet and we want a sustainable diet. And it often needs to be convenient, because we may not have time to cook everything at home. So we already have so many things we need to look for that I would not expect from consumers to go and search for all the information, especially when you don't question it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You may be like, oh, this is natural, this is good. It's the same with local. Oh, this is local, this is great. But you don't know what local means.
Carola Grebitas, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.
Carola Grebitas is an assistant professor of food industry management at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU.